topic, that's why you got to read the Word of God in one hand and have the newspaper in the other, because one definitely will supersede the other. Can it be true? Hallelujah. Yes, it is. America and Bible prophecy today, and what's going on in the political realm, what's going on worldwide? Yes, America is found in Bible prophecy. And when you think about it, it makes sense that the most powerful and influential nation on earth will play a vital role in the final stunning events of the world's closing events in history. But even more surprising await you as the Bible reveals how the leading nation of the world came to exist and why. We got to read Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. We don't have it in that time in which we have, but as your homework, you want to read the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. So we're going to answer some questions here coming from there so you can have an understanding on how you can see the U.S. and Bible prophecy. So here's the first question, and we're going to answer it coming from the Word of God, definitely. Which nation was predicted to arise around the same time the papacy was receiving its deadly wound? Revelation 13 and verse 11 talks about it, and it says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon." We need to get some understanding on what's going on right here. And the papal captivity mentioned here in verse 10, you got to go back to verse 10 of Revelation 13. It took place, here comes history, in 1798. And a new power, verse 11, was seen emerging at that time. The United States declared its independence in 1776, voted the Constitution in 1787. It adopted the Bill of Rights in 1791 and was clearly recognized as a world power in 1798. The timing obviously fits America, brothers and sisters. No other power could possibly qualify. I know it stunned you. It stunned me when I went and did the research. Here has come some other information. What is the significance of what the Bible says of the beast coming up out of the earth? Here it is. The nation arises out of the earth instead of out of the water, as did the other nations mentioned in the book of Daniel and Revelation. We know from Revelation that water symbolizes areas of the world that have a large population. In Revelation 17:15, it says, "The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues." Therefore, the earth represents the opposite. It means that this new nation would arise in an era of the world that had been virtually unpopulated before the late 1700s. Get that? It could not arise among the crowded and struggling nations of the old world. It had to come up in a sparsely populated continent. Brothers and sisters, I sure hope you're getting this, because this thing means everything right here. Here comes another question. What is symbolized by the two lamb-like horns and the absence of crowns? Remember, we talked about, the text said over there in verse 11 of Revelation 13, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a what, everybody? Spake as a dragon." So the question here is, what's symbolized by the two lamb-like horns and the absence of crowns? Because this particular beast has no crowns. Mm-hmm. The one that came up out of the earth. The horns, here it is, Daniel 7, verse 24, and chapter 8 of Daniel, verse 21. Horns represent kings and kingdoms or governments. Get that in your head, brothers and sisters. That's coming from the Word of God, not from Pastor Emmanuel. No. Horns represents kings, kingdoms, or governments. And in this case, they represent America's two governing principles, civil and religious liberty. These two governing principles also been labeled as republicanism, that means a government without a king, and also Protestantism, a church without a pope. Other nations since ancient times had taxed people to support a state religion. Most had also oppressed religious dissidents. But America established something entirely new. Watch this. What did they establish? Freedom to worship as you wish without government interference or control and with government protection. Absence of crowns, listen, absence of crowns signifies a republican form of government rather than a monarchy. The lamb-like horns denote an innocent, young, non-oppressive, peace-loving, and spiritual nation. Jesus is referred as a lamb 28 times in Revelation. So this new government was trying to uphold his principles. No other power on earth could possibly fit the characteristics and time slot of the lamb-horned beast except America. I know you need more information. We're about to go there. What does it mean when the prophecy in Revelation 13:11 says America spake as a dragon? What does that mean? The dragon is Satan, beloved, who works through various governments of the earth to establish his evil kingdom and crush God's church by persecuting and destroying his people. You see, his aim was also and always have been to usurp God's power and throne and to force people to worship and obey him. So speaking as a dragon, as it says in verse 11, means that the United States, under the influence of the devil, will in the end time force people to worship contrary to conscience or be punished. Oh yeah, you need some information about that. Yes, it's coming, it's coming. What specifically will America do that will cause it to speak as a dragon? That's what you want to know. And the text is here, it's plain. Revelation 13 and verse 12. There are four different parts of this answer. For the four crucial points comes from verse 12. What America is going to do, they're going to exercise all the power of the first beast. America will become a persecuting power that will force people to go against their conscience, as did Papal Rome, which is portrayed in the first half of Revelation chapter 13. You got to keep reading the word. Here's another point that answers that question. What will America do that will cause it to speak as a dragon? Not only will it exercise all the power of the first beast, but verse 12 still, it's going to cause the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. What does that mean? The United States will lead the nations of the world in forcing worship of and allegiance to the papal Antichrist. The issue is always worship. Who will you worship and obey? Will it be Christ, your creator and redeemer, or the Antichrist? Who you going to give it to? Every soul on earth will finally worship one or the other. The entire approach will appear to be deeply spiritual. Incredible miracles will be wrought according to Revelation 13, 14, and 15, which will deceive billions. That's Revelation 13, verse 3. Those who refuse to join this movement will be considered godless radicals. Jesus labels Protestant America of the end time as false prophet. As Revelation 19, verse 20, and chapter 20, verse 10. Reason why he does that, because it will appear spiritual and trustworthy, but instead will be a satanic in its conduct. Woo, Lord have mercy. All this may seem impossible, but Jesus's words are always totally reliable and true, according to Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. You see, he foretold the rise and fall of four world empires and the Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7. And at a time when such predictions seemed outlandish and incredible, my Lord, but all came to pass precisely as predicted. His warning to us today regarding prophecy is this. John 14, 29, what does he say? I have told you before it come to pass that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Here's that third point right here. Specifically, what will America do when it will cause to be spake as a dragon? It's going to say, Revelation 13, verse 14, it's going to say to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. The United States will make an image to the beast by legislating religious practice. It will pass laws requiring worship and force people to either obey them or face death. This action is a copy or image of a church-state combination that the papacy utilized at the height of her power during the Middle Ages when millions were slain for their faith. That's called the Dark Ages, beloved. America will combine civil government and apostate Protestantism in a marriage that will support the papacy. It will then influence all nations of the world to follow her example. Thus, the papacy will gain worldwide support again. The fourth and last part of this question, what specifically will America do that will cause it to speak as a dragon? Verse 15 of Revelation 13 says, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. You see, the United States, as head of the international movement, will next influence the nations of the world to impose a universal death sentence upon all who refuse to worship the beast or his image. Another name for this worldwide coalition is Babylon the Great. You see, this worldwide alliance will, in the name of Christ, substitute the policeman's power for the Holy Spirit's persuasion and will force worship. You don't believe me? Like my mother used to tell me, keep on living. You see, beloved, over what specific issues, here comes the question, over what specific issues will force be utilized and death sentence passed? How's that going to happen? Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 through 17, it says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's a straight answer. The final points of contention will be worshiping and obeying the beast and receiving his mark Sunday as a holy day versus worshiping and obeying Christ and receiving his mark, his holy seventh day Sabbath. Now, when the issues become clear and people are forced either to worship on Sunday and break the Sabbath or be killed, those who then choose Sunday rather than Sabbath will be, in essence, worshiping the beast. They will have chosen to obey the word of a creature, a man, instead of the word of their creator, Jesus Christ. Here's the papacy's own statement about this. Listen to this, beloved, and I'm going to give you the where it's going to be coming from. This is what they said. The church changed the Sabbath to Sunday, and all the world bows down and worship upon that day in silent obedience to the mandates of the Catholic Church. That's Hartford Weekly Call, February 22nd, 1884. Peter says we ought to obey God rather than man.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with yours truly, Dr. Christopher Manuel. You are invited to join me at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church every first and second Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. And on the third and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on the air. Send your correspondence to 916 Richmond Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, and join us every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because that you brought me through. And and never.